الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد الحمد لله we have two situations today, one happy and one sad in a way. One happy that my brother Faisal is here from Louis Trichardt, Polokwane in South Africa and we are happy to welcome him here to this masjid. The sad and tragic incident is, of course, all of us by now are aware of the death and inshallah al-musta'an the shahada of our brother Junaid Jamshed and his wife and all those people who were on that plane which crashed in Pakistan, and they say that all 47 of them died. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them Jannatul Firdaus al-Ala bi ghairi hisab and to include them among the shuhada fi sabilillah inshaAllah. When we hear of these incidents or any such incidents or you hear of any loss, as we know, we say Inna lillahi wa inna ilahi rajoon, which means that verily and truly we are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to Him Jalla Jalaluhu is our return. I remind myself and you that in a manner of speaking, the tafsir of Inna lillahi wa inna ilahi rajoon is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the words of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. This is the way of life. Inna salati, verily my salah, my worship, wa nusuki, my sacrifice, wa mahyaya, my whole life, wa mamati, and my death, lillahi rabbil alameen, is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. It is when we live our lives in that way that truly inna lillahi wa inna ilahi rajoon will apply to us. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun applies to every creature, every human being, every non-human being, because whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created in this world is for Allah. Everything is kullu shay is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to Allah is the return of everyone. Whether they like it, whether they don't like it, whether they believe in Allah or they do not believe in Allah, the return is always to Allah. Nobody goes anywhere else. We know the story that Rasulullah ﷺ told us and the stories that we hear from the Nabi Muhammad ﷺ are all haqq. These are not stories for to illustrate something. They are actual facts. And Rasulullah ﷺ said that there was a man among the people of the past who had four sons, and this man was engaged in whatever he was engaged in, which was not correct, and he spent his whole life that way and he accumulated wealth, but he looked after his family very well and he brought up these four sons. And when it came time for him to die, he called his sons and he said to them, I have a wasiyat, I have a final wish that I want you to fulfill for me. And he said, tell me, have I been a good father to you? They said, yes. So he said, do you owe me that you should obey me? They said, yes. So he said, then this is a promise that I am extracting from you, that you will obey me in this matter. They said, what is the matter? He said, when I die, I want you to do the following, which is that I want you not to bury me, but to cremate me, to burn me. And when my body has become ashes, I want you to collect those ashes. And I want you to go to the top of a mountain where there is a very strong breeze or gale that is blowing, and blow away these ashes. Throw the ashes into the air and let the wind carry the ashes wherever it carries them, so that they are completely dispersed and there is no trace of me whatsoever anywhere. The sons were very upset and they said, what kind of wasiyat is this? The father said, no, he said, this is my qasam to you. This is the promise that I'm extracting from you, that you will do this. And I have been a good father to you all my life. So this is something that you owe me. So anyway, the sons reluctantly agreed. And so when he passed away, this is what was done. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this man will be presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. And when the man is presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knows everything and who does not need to ask, but who asks in order to establish the hujjah, to establish the argument in the favor of his slave, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the man, why did you do this wasiyat? What was the purpose? There is a way for a Muslim to be buried. You changed that and you said you should be burnt and your ashes should be thrown into the winds. Why did you do that? And of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew why the man did it. The man said, Ya Rabbal Alameen, I lived my life as a sinner. I did things wrong. I did haram. And I was so afraid of coming before you. I was so afraid of coming before you that I thought the best thing for me to do is to ensure that when I die, that all trace of me is wiped out. So then I cannot be resurrected. This is what my belief was, that I was trying to escape coming from you. But I'm here. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him that I created you when you were nothing. So what is so difficult about recreating something which I have already created once? And so you are here. And you wanted to escape my punishment, and that is why you did this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, therefore I will allow you to escape my punishment because that is what you wanted. And therefore I forgive you and enter Jannah. I was in Kuwait last week and I was doing Jummah, and I mentioned something in the Jummah which was something that I understood that morning, is the last ayat of Surah Al-Hashr, which we recite so many times, such beautiful ayat, and where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the last ayat of Surah Al-Hashr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. Now, what came into my mind and my heart, inshallah, bismillah ta'ala, is first of all this question and thought that why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة, and then he said, هو الرحمن الرحيم. Allah said, He is Allah, and there is no one worthy of worship except Him. And He is knowledgeable about everything which is visible and everything which is hidden. In every meaning of the word visible and in every meaning of the word hidden. And then Allah said, هو الرحمن الرحيم. And He is the one who is the most merciful and the most beneficent. As we know, the meaning of Rahman is the peak of mercy, and Rahim is the peak of mercy which continues without coming down. Now, as the thought question came into my mind is, why when after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة, why did He say, هو الرحمن الرحيم? Why not something else? Because Allah could have said anything. I mean, He is describing Himself, Jalla Jalaluhu. He is introducing Himself to His makhluk. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He said He knows everything which is hidden and everything which is seen, then logically in my head, I would have thought that then Allah should speak about creation. Because He is talking about everything which is hidden and everything which is seen. Then Allah should talk about what did He create which is hidden and what did He create which is visible. And so on. So something about the creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should have mentioned that. But He didn't mention that. He said, هو الرحمن الرحيم. And then the thought that came to me in my mind was that عالم الغيب والشهادة is not about creation. Allah is speaking to us. عالم الغيب والشهادة is also about creation, obviously. But in this particular case, inshallah al-musta'an, wallahu alam, Alimul Ghaib wa Shahada is not about creation. Allah is speaking to us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Allah is the one who knows everything about you. All that is visible and all that is hidden. Allah knows all that you do openly and all that you do in hiding when you think that what you do is hidden from everyone. But Allah knows what is hidden. Allah knows what is hidden. And then why Rahman or Rahim? Because Rahma, mercy, is the outcome of forgiveness. It is the reason for forgiveness. Mercy is only when you do something wrong. Good for good is not mercy. Good for bad is mercy. Mercy is to return good in return for evil. You did something wrong, to forgive, this is mercy. Good for good is ihsan. It's not mercy. Al jaza wal ihsan illa al ihsan. But doing something, somebody has done something wrong, but they deserve to be punished. You have the power to punish, but instead of punishing, you forgive. This is mercy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Alimul Ghaib wa Shahada, I know what you are doing. What you are doing visibly and what you are doing hidden. For Rahman wa Rahim. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is the most merciful. And by inference, the most forgiving. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is literally saying, ke tum jaan ke karte ho, hum jaan ke maaf karte hain. Tum jaan ke karte ho, hum jaan ke maaf karte hain. You are not people who make mistakes. You are criminals, mujrim ho. Khatakar nahi ho, mujrim ho. Jaante hue guna karte ho. You are not people who make mistakes. You are actually criminals because you do haram knowing it is haram. You know it is wrong, but still you do it. But huwa ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. But Allah still forgives. Hum jaante hain magar maaf karte hain. Galti se maaf nahi karte. Anjaane mein maaf nahi karte. Tum jaan ke karte ho, hum jaan ke maaf karte. Allah says, we don't forgive you because we don't know. No, we know everything. We know everything. Still we forget. Still we forgive. Still we forgive. So here is the man who did everything. Allah says, still I forgive you. Go. And that is the meaning of Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And that we become, inshallah, the mizdaq of this. If we live our lives according to Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. Fakat lillahi rabbil alameen. That's the reason why Imam Shafi rahmatullahi said, life is but an instant. He said, this life is but an instant. He said, let it be an instant of obedience. This whole life is what? Yawman awada yawm. Maybe a day, maybe a part of a day, maybe 1 second, maybe 1 minute. Wallah alam. Junaid Jamshed rahmatullahi alayhi and his wife, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them and enter them among the shuhada and fill their qabr with noor and give them Jannatul Firdaus with Allah bighayri hisab, and along with them all those people who died in that plane crash. Who knew that he was going to die? Did he know that? Did I know that? Did he know that? Nobody knew. And that is exactly the situation with every single one of us. When the time comes, nobody will know. For everyone, it will be a shock. Aray, kali dekha, he was here, he was here, he was doing this, he was doing that. When I think of Junaid Jamshed, I have never met him. But our paths crossed in South Africa several times. You know, people told me, oh, he was just here and so on. But what I remember about him the most is this beautiful nazam, the dua on Multazim, the door of the Kaaba. It's a nazam written by Mufti Taqi Saab, which Junaid Jamshed sang. And I'm asking Umair to send it with this Fajr reminder. Listen to that. It's in Urdu, so those who understand Urdu will, of course, enjoy it, and those who don't understand Urdu, this is a reason to learn Urdu, inshallah. But very, very beautiful. Yeah. And Izzo Nadamat Saath Laaye Hain. It's a very, very beautiful dua of asking, he's talking about the helplessness of the human being and how he comes to Allah to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beautiful nazam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the writer of the nazam and the singer of it and make our hearts in line with that, inshallah. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.